$1 million virgin. This is part two, okay, of the series, the 3D, 4D world, 5D world. Okay, this is part two. So if you haven't listened to part one, well, you're doing yourself a disservice because you're going to miss everything that I shared, which is the meat of the information that I'm sharing tonight. It's in part one. Part two is just Q&A. I want to be able to answer any questions about part one. So if you haven't listened to part one, make sure you end this and go listen to part one first, because what I'm going to share or to explain or answer, it's not going to make sense to you. Okay, so go listen to it. All right, folks, if you're back, welcome back. Let's go. Any questions for me? I just wanted to make sure I post it. Make sure you save that last live and use it. Okay, use it. Use it ASAP. Okay, any questions for me about the 4D, 3D, 5D world, about manifesting your dreams as well? Hey, Kylie, how are you? What time is it where you currently are? It's 1:53 a.m. in the morning, almost 2 o'clock a.m. This is usually when I do a lot of work, in the midnight vampire hours. Okay. Questions here. Hey, Peter, how are you? What's your favorite guided meditation? You know, I don't have a favorite guided meditation, honestly. I don't have a favorite. I can listen to any one of them, honestly. Honestly, I listen to my meditations that I do on my own program, Genius Group. Or I use my app, or I just listen to something from YouTube. Like I said before, it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter which one you listen to. How do you feel as a millionaire now when you're not? How do you feel as a millionaire now when you're not? Well, how can you feel like a millionaire and you say you're not a millionaire? Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense, right? If you feel like a millionaire, that means that you are. I know. I get it. I know what you're going to say. Well, where's your, but I don't have no money in my bank. Well, that's a contradictory statement here. So let me explain something. Some people that lose their jobs, they may say, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, life sucks. You know, what I'm going to do? I can't pay my bills. Another person loses their job. They're like, thank God, this is a blessing. Oh, thank God I got rid of that place. Now I can go work for someone that's actually worth my time. Now I can start a business. See, the problem with you, James, is just your perception. Your perception is, well, I want to feel like a millionaire, but I'm not. But you are. You got to believe that you are, even though you don't have money in the bank account. Get it? Because only you know that you don't, that you're not a millionaire. No one else knows. You with me? That's the hard part. I get it. You know, I get it. I know it's difficult for you guys to feel as if you have what you want, even though you don't have it. But that's the problem. Because there's a part of you that knows you don't have it, even though you want to feel like you do. But the thing is, you can't communicate to yourself that you don't have it, because that's the thought that you're trying to eradicate. That's why meditation is so powerful. Like, if you want to get rid of that thought, such as, I don't have this yet, I don't have this yet, this is not working, meditate. I'm telling you, meditate over and over again. Meditate. Okay? Check your questions, bro. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me look. Questions for me. I'm here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Why do you recommend such short meditations opposed to 10 minutes or longer? Like, it doesn't matter. Listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. And I shared this before. The more and the longer you meditate, this is from my experience, the faster what you want will show up in the 3D world. Or you will find the solution to the problem, or whatever you're working on, you're pondering on, you can't figure out, you will figure it out if you meditate longer and more frequently. Okay? 100%. 100%. Because you're reconditioning the mind. That's what's happening. You're getting rid of all the useless information and all the beliefs that you don't want. All of the preconceived thoughts and what you believe about this. And, well, I don't know, that's too hard. Well, you do have to work. You just can't meditate. You got to work too. I mean, that's just a belief. It's all beliefs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Questions here. Let me see. Next question. Let me scroll down here. And like I said, if you just got here, make sure that you go listen to part one so you'll understand what the live is about. The question tab. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it says the question tab. Oh, here it is. How do you transition from the accumulation of fulfillment and opportunity to tangible success? To go off my last question, I manifested 2 7-figure opportunities from chasing my bliss and vibes. Okay, so what's your question? How you, I mean, opportunity to tangible success. Like, I just, listen, whoever asked that question, listen to the first video. Listen to it again. It will answer that question for you. Listen to the first video and listen to it clearly without any distraction, okay? Go listen to part one. And that's for you, Ursha. Honestly, how many of you feel that you had a breakthrough? I mean, are you folks getting it yet? I mean, I don't know how. I just explained this information on a very third grader level. I think I did a great job of articulating this information to you. I mean, you got to get it. I mean, everybody on here should be meditating tonight. Everybody that is listening to my voice right now should meditate for the next 90 days over and over again. Okay? And if you don't, I don't get it. Honestly. What's next? Next question for me. Questions here. I literally still have your guided meditation audio from 2020 on my phone. Let's go! Can I meditate with my eyes open? Maybe, but I prefer to cut off that visual information. You know, the key is also when you meditate, you want to remove all sensory activity as much as possible, especially the visual, because you don't want any distraction. You want to go within. How to be super productive after meditation? But see, listen, how do you define super productive? Some people define productivity as just doing stuff, but not necessarily reaching any outcomes. So how do you define super productive? How do you define that? How do you focus when meditating? Focus on your breathing. That's all you got to do. Focus on the breathing. Whenever your mind wanders off, and it will, just focus back on the breathing. You know, many people are impatient when they meditate, and when they become impatient, they usually quit because they feel that it's not working. All right? But you have to understand, that's how fast your mind is moving. Like, you're overthinking, you're so stressed out, and your mind is moving so fast that you can't even sit down and do nothing for 5 minutes because your brain is racing, which is very dangerous as well. Those are the type of people that contract all the debilitating illnesses and cancer and, you know, heart disease and diabetes, you know, all that stuff. that to me is just neurotic. Okay? Panic attacks. Okay? Do you sit in a chair or fold your legs when meditating? Just sit in a chair. That's all you got to do. Sit in the chair. Okay? If your mind wanders off, just focus back on the breathing again, folks. Focus back on the breathing again. That's all you have to do. And like the best way I can tell you, you got to be patient. And I know it's hard for you to be patient. That's why you're in the mess that you're in right now, because you're not patient. You're so like eager, like, I want it, Wes, I want it. Yeah, I know, you gotta calm down. Gotta calm down to calm down. You gotta meditate, you gotta calm down the mind. Because the state that you are right now, you're not gonna manifest what you want, I promise you. It's not gonna happen. No, Sirski. What's next? My mind starts to visualize when I meditate, not wonder. But I want to focus on breath. Okay, great. What's next? What's next? Any more questions for me? How long did it take for my visualization to hit the 3D world? Who knows? Who am I? I'm a god, but I'm not God. How would I know that? How long does it take a baby to walk? Like, do you know the exact date and time? Of course not. How long does it take a baby to walk? How long does it take a plant to grow? How long does it take a tree to break ground? I don't know, man. We don't know. How many drops does it take to fill up a bathtub? I mean, I don't know. No one knows. And you don't need to know. Why? Because the how doesn't matter. Get it? Like when and what time, it doesn't even matter. What matters is that your mind, your brain, feels and believes that it's happening right now. That's all that matters. Okay? Question tab here. How do you deal with metaphysical what? Like them attacking you in a metaphysical realm. Who is them? Who is they and them? Who's in a dark realm attacking you? What's going on, Miss Cethio? Cyril, Nancy, how are you? Okay. Next questions for me, folks. How does the mind react to visualization? What do you mean, how does it react? Explain yourself. How do I hit the 5D world in my sleep? Oh, God. What about repeating my written down goals during meditation? Yeah, you can. Absolutely, you can. Listen, you guys are making this so complex, honestly. And I get it. It's just your eagerness to have what you want. You have to relax. You gotta relax. It's important. You know, when you watch LeBron James, Steph Curry, when they're playing the game of basketball, they're relaxed, man. They do what they do with ease, man. It's like a symphony of music. It's like a cacophony, an orchestra that's playing everything perfectly. Right? These people are not like gotta work hard. It's so unconscious. That's what I need you to be. See, some of these questions you're asking me is because you're stuck in the consciousness. How fast? How many times do I gotta do this? Well, how can I make this happen fast? I'm like, oh my God, you don't get it, do you? Okay. But I want you to get it. Hey, Saeed, how are you? Hey, Nova, how are you? Sergio, Gazik, how are you? Big Ten, how are you? What's a good habit that can enhance meditation? Look at that. Enhance. You guys are all about speed, right? Speed. How can I get it done faster, Weston? Can I take the shortcut? What's the shortcut? I just told you the shortcut is meditation itself. You know, enhance meditation, do it. That's how you enhance it. Actually do it consistently. I mean, yeah. I mean, join a meditation group, folks. If you don't want to do it alone, there's many meditation groups you can join. Go online, type in meditation meetup. Find a group that meditates. Get around those type of people. Okay? When I said mind react to visualization is, does it trick the mind to thinking the visualization is real? Listen, whatever happens is the mind. Your mind think it is real. Hello? Your mind is not partial to information, folks. It's like your mind does not know that this is a negative thing. It doesn't know. It only knows what you tell it. Right? If you tell yourself that you're stuck, your mind just accepts it. If you tell your mind that you are making progress, your mind accepts that. So it's not partial to whatever command you give it or whatever you expose yourself to. It doesn't care. It's not tricking anything. Okay? It's no trickery. So when you visualize, you close your eyes when you're creating the same experience in the mind, well, your mind thinks that's what it is. That's why anybody can think about a sad moment right now in their past and they can begin to cry. You can think about somebody that died, somebody that broke your heart, and you can cry right now. And it happened 5-10 years ago. Why? Because your mind doesn't know the difference between a past or a future event. The mind doesn't process that way. It just doesn't. Whatever emotions you conjure up, whatever you think about, the mind is always in the present moment. It thinks it's happening again. Are you with me? You see why you need to study the mind a bit? If you really want to be successful and manifest things. Okay? Next question here. Whoa, we have 93 million people in here tonight. Remember, go to my bio, folks. If you want my app, my manifestation app, that conditions your mind through songs. Go there now. Okay? Go there now. Elaine, how are you? Paul, how are you? Pradeep. Would I lose the songs I created when the app is finalized? No. Absolutely not, Flex Beauty. No. It's an update, just like your iPhone app. It's an update. It's all what it is. You're not going to lose anything. Okay? Promise you. Yeah. Let me see here. What would happen if someone closed their eyes and visualized for 7 days? What would happen when they opened their eyes? You know, I've never visualized for 7 days, man, so I wouldn't know. Try it and let us know. Jocelyn, Keisha, how are you? Priya, how are you? What's the app called? It's in my bio. It's an iPhone app. Just go to my bio, click the link, and you will see everything there, okay? Just go to my bio, folks. Go to my bio. The link is there in the bio of Instagram for Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. Click the link from your iPhone. Not Android, iPhone, and just download it for free. And you will see everything, the app name, how it works. It will be there for you. Okay, so just go there now while it's free. What's today's plan? Relaxation. And making millions of dollars per day, of course. What you doing today? Schedule. Same thing I did yesterday. Go to the gym. Meditate. Go to the gym. Work. Eat. Repeat. Do the rent. What's next? Next question for me. If I visualize for 7 days straight, I probably feel like a whole different person. Yeah. Probably so. Be safe out there, fam. Be safe out where? I'm fine. Questions in the tab. Okay. The importance of family on the road to riches and fame. Well, I don't think you should be on the road to fame. I mean, riches, okay, whatever. But family? You know what? Put family. Listen. You know, while you're building a company, building a business, focus is extremely important. Which means you're going to be a little bit imbalanced when it comes to family. So let your family know in advance what you got to do. That's what I told my children when I made a decision that I was going to be rich. I let them know that I need to be focused. I'm not going to be the best dad, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. And it was. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Keisha. Wider, how are you? Edward. Wesley, you are brilliant. Well, thank you. Gracias. No, you're brilliant. You're brilliant because you're listening to me. Of course. Claro que sí. Questions here? Any more questions for me here? I have a feeling I'm going to have over 100 people download the app from this video here. You should. It's free and it works. It works for you. And you're going to, listen, the first thing you're going to do within 60 seconds of using the app, I promise you, you're going to have a smile on your face. I promise you, you're going to have a smile on your face. You're going to think to yourself, Wesley, I love you. It's the first thing you're going to think. I promise you, 60 seconds of using that app. That's in my bio. You're going to say, Wesley, man, I love you. But I'm going to tell you right now in advance, I love you too. And I created it for you. Okay. What's your thoughts on the Brain Tune-Up app? Absolutely love it. What's my thoughts? I created it, man. What are you talking about? What's my thoughts? Jesus. Jesus. And actually, that's not going to be the name. We have a new name, but you'll see that later. Later. And folks, you don't have to get the app. I don't care if you get it or not. I'm just presenting it to the world, you know. Whoever wants it, gets it. If you don't want it, don't get it. Either way, it's okay. Daddy West, you didn't answer my question. What's your question, my guy? I didn't see it. I didn't see your question here. Do you follow some sort of professional routine when it comes to money making? No. Nope, no professional routine at all. What's next? Wesley, how long did it take you to make your first million? Maybe 9 years. Wes, when you're a billionaire, will you visualize to be a trillionaire? No. Once I make a billion, I'm good, honestly. I will have other dreams and aspirations. Once you hit a billion, man, I'm good. I've made it to the top.
of the financial pinnacle. Okay. A billion is enough for me. How are you using AI to revolutionize the market to make billions? Download my app and you'll see it. Download the app and you'll see how I'm using AI to revolutionize the market. Okay? Just download the app. It's in the bio. And it's worldwide, by the way. Every country. And we will be translating and having other languages as well. So look out for that. Yeah. We have other languages. Game changer, baby. What inspired you to become a billionaire? Nothing. Honestly, it's not like I'm inspired to be a billionaire. Like I gotta be. It's just inevitable, honestly. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's inevitable for me to become a billionaire. But even if I don't, I don't care. Who cares? It's just fun. Business at this point and making money is like a game for me now. I'm well off, all right? So I make more than enough money to live the lifestyle I want to live, but it's just fun, you know? It's just a game. It's not even about making a lot of money. It's about helping a lot of people and actually helping them, like actually creating some utility behind a product. That's the hard part. It's easy to create a product that people can buy if you're a great marketer. But it's very difficult to create a product that people actually use and get benefit from. Like, you can create a product that people like. You can create a product that people buy. You can create a product that people use. But it's hard to create a product that actually increases a person's quality of life. Like, they actually get what they want. Meet their expectations, which means they rave about it. Think about Amazon.com. That's what it did. It didn't have to do any marketing. People love Amazon because it gives them what they want. They can buy whatever they want within seconds. And they can give it delivered within a day, sometimes within hours. Yeah. So that's why Amazon works so well. It's powerful. Wesley, will you be a totally different person now that you're a billionaire? No. Be a different person? A different man? I'm probably going to talk to less people. Will your app eventually cost a monthly subscription? Yep. It'll be in-app purchases. The app will always be free, but within the app, you will have to pay for certain things. Of course, this app is very, it was very expensive to make for me to keep it going. Got to charge it, but you're going to want to pay me a lot of money to keep it going. You'll see. So will you be mad if you become a, oh God, James, what is wrong with you, bro? Are you drinking tonight? All right, much love, folks. I got to go. All right, hey, I love you so much. Remember, if you want to get the app, it's in the bio. Listen to part one of the 3D, 4D, 5D world. It was a great video. It was a great podcast. So listen, in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Picture the life that you want. Meditate, please, tonight. Take 5 minutes. Close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out for 5 minutes. Then after that, go to sleep. Okay? I love you. I appreciate you. I am very grateful for you. I'll see you soon. Let's go.